This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today's the opening day of the Tribeca Film Festival, its 18th year of bringing people to Lower Manhattan and of being one of the things that that neighborhood of New York City is known for. Thanks, in no small part, to the woman whose office we kind of barged into last week.
Hi, I'm Kai. Nice to see you. How are you? Take a minute, finish your email if you want to. We kind of interrupted.
Jane Rosenthal is her name.
This is a great office. I love the idea of no desk and just a big dining room table, basically.
Because I work better at either the kitchen table or I work better in bed.
You and Winston Churchill.
And the work she's doing, wherever she's doing it, is of two different varieties. She's a film producer, with credits including Meet the Parents and Bohemian Rhapsody, to name just a couple. She is also the CEO and chairwoman of the company that puts on the Tribeca Film Festival that Rosenthal and her producing partner Robert De Niro started in the aftermath of September 11th, 2001, when not all that many people were going to downtown Manhattan. So I let her finish writing that email.
Those are great knickknacks. Is that Narendra Modi up there in the picture?
Yes.
Eventually.
Wow. And then the Wonder Woman comic book, which I love.
Yes, her real name is Jane. So we have, that's about all we have in common.
And then we settle in.
So this is going to air opening day of the festival. So my question to you is, a week out now, do you have time to be sitting here talking to me?
No, not really. But you came to town, so always happy to welcome people to New York and Tribeca and talk about the festival. So thank you for having me.
Without making this all about you, right, and keeping the focus mostly on the festival, I do want to ask what it is about movies and films that do it for you. I mean, you've been doing this a long time, right? CBS and Disney, Warner Brothers, this partnership with De Niro for 30 years now, right?
Oh, God.
I know, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was only 12 when I started.
What is it, though, about this kind of product, if I could be really materialistic about it, that does it for you?
Well, I never picked a major. And I'm so curious or interested about so many different things. The one thing about movies, or now, you know, whether you're movies or television, but now we make content.
Yeah, right. Well, how do you feel about that word, by the way?
Content. I don't like it.
Yeah, I can tell.
I don't like that word. It is what it is, but I like to make stories, whether it's short form, long form, CD-ROM. I mean, I was one of the first to make a CD-ROM. That business didn't last too long, but.
And yet you're still here.
But, you get to explore different people, different parts of our culture, our society, different parts of history. You're always putting yourself in a different world.
I want to talk for just a quick second here. A film you're working on for Netflix with Scorsese and you and Bob De Niro called The Irishman, about Jimmy Hoffa. First of all, you've been working on this thing you've been trying to get it to the screen for 10 years?
Probably a little more. The first time I read I Hear You Paint Houses was 2007. It was research for a project that we were going to make with Marty and Bob called The Winter of Frankie
Scorsese.
Machine.
Mr. Scorsese, Mr. De Niro to me.
Right. But anyway. Okay, we were going to make this movie, and then it kind of stopped. It just it stalled.
So with the caveat that Netflix is your production partner in this film, what do you make of how they are disrupting the delivery of the material that you make? I mean, Roma and going to the big screen and the Oscars and the window of availability.
First of all, look at the fact that with Roma, a black and white film in Spanish,
mm-hmm,
that is on the tip of people's tongues. People are talking about Roma. That wouldn't happen if you had just put it in a limited platform release. You know, every so many years, the industry is disrupted. It was disrupted when you went from silent movies to talkies. It was disrupted when you went from black and white, mm-hmm, to color. I mean, it happens. It's just happening now at a faster pace. The other thing you have right now is the audience has never had more choice. And
right.
I think it's a very exciting time for creators.
So are you a CEO who's a film producer, or are you a film producer who's a CEO.
I'm a film producer that's a CEO. I think there are so many things that have happened to me along the way that were, you know, it's an unexpected part of my own journey. So spring of 2001, I had two little girls, and I was doing a movie in London about a boy, and I was doing a movie in L.A., and I was going London, New York, L.A., L.A., New York, London. I was picking up a kid. I was running back and forth. I was running into the office on 9/11 for a staff meeting, and then the world changed, and we said, okay, maybe we should do a film festival to give our neighborhood, our community, something to look forward to. I only believed that we were going to do that film festival once. I didn't realize.
So here we are
18 years later. So I had to grow and learn, and a lot of it was on-the-job training, and, you know, buck stops here, so...
You've talked a lot about wanting to use this festival as a way to elevate female filmmakers and use it as a device to empower them to speak out, be heard, and do their good works. How do you think you're doing on that?
I think we're doing great. We've always been doing this. Our company is 78% women. I wish we'd get to a point where we weren't having to say, oh, it's women filmmakers, it's this filmmaker. I wish we could just say filmmakers. I wish that we would no longer have to point it out as the exception. And, you know, I think we're at 48% women films in the festival. That said, it was at one point there was a question about should we pick this film because it's a woman or this film because it's better. And I'm just like, can you just pick the film that's better? I mean, I wish we would, and it's not going to happen for a while. The window is open for us as women, and we have a lot of work to do in terms of pay equality. So when does this all change?
Jane, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.